Aristogenesis, Episode 2, Part 2.
Following on from our last episode, we now return to the Hyperboreans as we explore deeper into the writings of the ancients who spoke of them, from Herodotus to Pindar. Our last episode was focused mainly on the scientific evidence of the High North as the origin point of our people, whereas this one will be more poetic and mythological. We'll also be looking into the traditions that have been left to us by these Hyperboreans and the festivals still celebrated across Europe to this day.
And the fact that this beautiful, elaborate, aesthetic poetry was popular culture at the time indicates and underlines once more the superior level of spiritual cultivation and artistic sensitivity our ancestors had, especially compared to the level of today. Think, what is popular culture nowadays?
So we have never let go of our heathen traditions, and all the way back to the Nordic Bronze Age, we've been honoring and worshipping the life-giving sun. And one could say that there is a renaissance happening in the land, where people are hungry to know more about our ancient old cultures.
But our forefathers were not only observers of these cycles, but active participants in this eternal cosmic drama, as they felt it was their responsibility as well to fight along their gods, in a mutual, respectful communion, as Plato says, in order to defend, sustain, and renew the creation.
Aristogenesis is presented to you by NordiskRadio.se.